Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, here we go. Hour 4, GBAC Nation, 105.3 The Fan. We're back in the clock now. We're flowing here. It's a Cowboys Monday as they come away with a tie, 40-40 against Green Bay. That I think it feels like a dub to me. You know, sometimes a tie can feel like a loss. I'm sure it does for the Packers right now after the way that game got started and all the expectations. Anyway, we'll talk more about the Cowboys coming up here to kick off the expressway in about 10 minutes. Here's the Chief with some of the football's finest.
Speaking of that tie and how weird it feels, here was Jerry Jones after the game, asked about the tie and if it was like kissing his sister.
Well, I've never kissed my sister, so how's it taste?
I wouldn't know you.
Shout out to whoever's cackle that was there.
It's
at the
gonna
end.
Be Clarence Hill, isn't it?
Chill. That yeah. Clarence cackle.
I think it was his video.
Well, Clarence. That is Jerry saying I've never kissed my sister, but he is curious about how that would taste. Mm. I don't think it would be good, Bolchuk. Any
Thank
thoughts?
God, I don't know.
Hey, I don't know why. I don't know how kissing your sister plays. Like, there's nothing good about kissing your
it's
sister.
Just weird, dude.
You know?
Yeah. I don't. Can somebody? Let's do this right now.
It's only cheek.
Let's get the origins of why a tie is like kissing our sister. Right. Who is the mastermind behind it? I think we need to know, because that doesn't even feel like there's much of a win there to be found. Whereas, like, for the tie last night for the Cowboys, I can find some wins
Bear
there.
Bear Bryant.
It was Bear?
The phrase, a tie is like kissing your sister, is a well-known sports phrase which originated by Paul Bear Bryant in 1949.
So this goes way back.
Yeah.
Looks like Eddie Ertelatz picked it up for
53.
In 53.
Eddie Ertelatz.
Eddie
that's
Ertelatz.
A fake that's name. Crazy.
The old Navy coach after a game against Duke.
What the hell made Bear Bryant even say that, though? But yeah, that's one of his all-time quotes.
I guess it's just around the idea that a tie is just unsatisfactory. So it's like something you shouldn't be doing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's probably the best way to make that feel like it's palatable.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a weird one, but that's what happened last night. Feels like a moral victory to me, though, I'll be honest with you.
Screw you and your moral victories.
Putting up 40 spot against that team right there.
That was nice.
I mean, you can imagine now, once again, this team having a great offense. You can put up points against them with two offensive linemen out, three for part of the game, and no CD Lamb. You can score against anybody. Let's go 40 burger all the time.
Yeah.
That's the way that game makes me feel. Your run game's for real. Your coaching staff is for real. Like, could you imagine Jason Garrett in that kind of situation, or Mike McCarthy?
Down one line.
You lose that game 45 to 9.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly what happens. And we've seen it before where you do have all hands on deck and you're supposed to win the game and you still get run by a mile. So all things considered, last night was still fantastic. After the game, there's an interaction between Dak and Micah. And Micah is talking to Dak saying, yo, I'm talking about precision timing. That S was quick. I always believed in you.
And that one was weird to me. That felt like RG3 going up to Romo, like trying to big brother him 12 or 13 years ago or whenever that was. I think Dak kind of had a reaction to it, like, huh? Yeah. What are you
doing? I mean, there was no
you always
pre-game.
Believed in me. Like, you always believed in me?
Like I've been doubted this whole time.
Like, you're giving credibility to the people that don't believe in me? Like, right. I got your back, dude. I understand how people might be doubting you, but this guy over here.
Not me.
This guy, man, I always had your back. So, yeah, I thought that exchange was weird.
But I mean, it is also true when it comes to just the precision timing and getting the ball out so quick.
Yes,
last night.
100%.
Like, there's Mike acknowledging, like, he knows in his own mind, gosh dang it, my night should have been so much better if I was going up against a lesser quarterback who wasn't able to handle that type of pressure, get the ball out super quick, and not just get it out and live to play another day like we saw for years with Micah, where he should have had like 5 or 6 more sacks a season, but quarterbacks are just dirting the ball just to give up play. That's not what Dak was doing last night. Dak under pressure, 12 of 14, 162 yards, and a touchdown.
He was amazing, and you could also interpret that just as you're saying, as it's Micah Parsons going, holy crap, this offense is nice, bro.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely. And Pro Football Focus has Dak rated the number one quarterback under pressure this year. A 90.2 grade. The quarterback who's second on the list is Matthew Stafford with a 73.8.
I don't know if it's toughness or a sixth sense, but he's got guys leaning on him, and he's putting balls on the money. I really feel like he felt, was it Micah behind him on the attempted strip?
Yes.
Where he kind of pulls the ball forward.
Yeah, he's got it.
Dude.
Yeah, that's the play. Jordan Love in the same scenario, sack fumble, game-changing play. Dak was, he was just outstanding last night. Right now, the Cowboys have the number 12 pick, which would be their own, and then they would also have the number 20 pick in the draft, which would be the Green Bay Packers.
Let's go.
That could be a good one. Last time they had 11 and 20 in the first round, it was DeMarcus Ware and Marcus Spears. Pretty good.
Last draft.
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
It's probably going to be ultimately decided in the postseason. But as we've seen in the postseason, it's really only the top couple of seeds that are making deep runs. And right now the Packers look like maybe a wild card team behind Detroit in that division, and probably wild card or division round roadkill. They can't really stop the run. Their run game's pretty good, but I don't know if that team is balanced well enough. We'll have to see what happens when they get healthy. All right. Thank you, Chief.
Yes, sir.
In addition to the finest is in the books, we'll come back. We got the G-Bag today coming up at 5:30. We'll get you everything that's been developing in the world of sports, including highlights from the shoddy presser that we were entertained by about 30 minutes ago, what he had to say about all the big talking points here as the Cowboys sit now at 1-2-1, getting ready for the Jets. And
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on the Fan. Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. LA's got the G-Bag today coming up in 7 minutes, and then LA Live. Expressway is brought to you by our friends at the On Time Experts, and it's also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. Okay, lots been going on in the world of sports. 214 says, I wouldn't care if Dak was rated the worst quarterback as long as he can turn it on in the postseason, but he's shown us who he is in the playoffs. I think this version of Dak is better. I understand, 214, your disappointment, and I don't think this team, if they make the playoffs, is going to have success, but I think Dak has shown here in these four games that with less supporting around him, he's playing at a higher level, and he's elevated his performance as the pressure around him increases. I don't know how you could ask for anything more from a quarterback. And just these moments where it looks like he's done, and then he raises up and maybe off platform a little bit, rifles a bullet on the spot. Like, he is he's definitely living his best life. And I think that idea maybe in the off season of, could he be entering that place where he has the experience, but now he's still healthy enough or young enough to play at his absolute peak. I think that's happening. You have a small window. And if they're not going to build out this defense, I want to see them aggressive in the offseason in free agency and trades to put the kind of defense around that could win playoff games.
They got a lot of work to do on that side of the football.
Okay, the New York Giants want a different voice. They have fired Bob Melvin. People are wondering if that opens the door for Bruce Bochy. If you missed us Friday, Eric Nadel with us said it's his opinion, it's his belief that that Bochy is going to be back. So we'll have to see how that thing plays out here over the next couple of weeks. But that would be a logical landing spot if indeed Bochy does want to move on. I think I'd want to go, you know, seeing how this team played over the last couple of years and then understanding ownership doesn't want to throw a bunch of money at it. If you love North Texas and you like the idea that you're close to Tennessee, you can fly home and see your wife and do all that, maybe that's a good tiebreaker for Bochy. But I don't think I'd want to go to the Giants either because they're not much better off. Like at this point in your career, it should be all about a fifth World Series, and I don't think the Rangers are positioned to be a high probability for that.
Did he enjoyed that time out there, right?
Yeah.
Didn't he really enjoy that? I mean, he was Padres, Giants.
Probably been a California guy for
World Series 30 years or so.
Yeah, I just wonder if he's got, maybe they still have a home in that area, something like that.
Possible.
You know, kind of.
I think Buster Posey's the GM there, one of his old players. So they got a good relationship. I mean, I do think he'd probably like to be back, but I think that's the big question, right? If ownership's going to take a step back on the payroll, does he view it as like, all right, we're still competing or not?
Yeah, I mean, I think they could. But I don't need could. I need, damn it, we're one of the favorites going into spring training. Coach Nick Sirianni with the Eagles asked about A.J. Brown's cryptic tweet following Sunday's game. Said he believes the receiver wants to remain in Philadelphia. Suggested that whatever frustration he's feeling is tied to his desire to help the team win. Brown posting on Twitter last night a quote from the Bible. If you're not welcome, not listened to, quietly withdraw. Don't make a scene, shrug your shoulders, and be on your way. I think he's frustrated with the boring offense as Philadelphia has a winning formula still that's holding true. And until that breaks down and they start losing a bunch of games because they're not taking more risks offensively, I don't think that'd be a place I'd want to spend my prime. We've won the Super Bowl. It's obvious he doesn't get along great with the quarterback. He's done his best to be a pro. But if you want to put up numbers right now as a number one wide receiver, Philadelphia is not the place to be. And I think as a Cowboys fan, you love that.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. It's crazy how dialed Jalen Hurts was in that first half. And then the second half, A.J. Brown gets 9 targets. And it results in, 7 yards? And when you go back and look at some of those targets, they were just, they were really poor opportunities. Balls were just poorly located the entire time. So, but it's tough when you are winning games. I guess he can see through that to know, like, hey, we're not going to be able to win playing like that.
Yeah.
In terms of actually being able to win a Super Bowl doing that.
I mean, for some of these great players, they're driven by greatness, right? And sure, the winning is good and getting paid is good, but I come out here to kick everybody's ass. Mm-hmm. And if you've been doing that since you're 5 or 6 years old, it doesn't compute, or it's not the same level of fun to you. You play the game for different reasons than maybe one of those role players on the squad. Okay. And I think that's part of what drives players to greatness. Like, they can't stomach the idea of doing this any other way than being the absolute best. Shoddy takeaways. Asked his thoughts on this team being 1-2-1 after 4. He says it's a growing football team and we're improving in some areas. We're playing younger players because we want to. There's got to be a payoff long term from it. And I'll say it again. If you're not going to invest in this defense this year to fix it, I want to see a massive push all in coming up next March. Did you think about going for it? He said the only thing he thought about was there's a better call that he could have gone with.
Yeah.
And he took some accountability as a play caller for that, but said he wants to trust the team. I mean, if you want to trust the defense, why not trust the offense? I think it would be the pushback there. Said there is more simplifying they can do on defense, but also said they did not tackle very well.
No.
Said they're tackling high and they're out of position basically with how they want to execute it. Talked about a cupping technique.
What's that?
I guess it's multiple players arriving to kind of create an umbrella around the player who's got the ball is kind of what I
that would be it
inferred from that. Okay. Asked about positives from defense, the run defense specifically, and then talking about Ezeraku. And then he gave some injury updates as well with Malik Hooker and Tyler Guyton. Says Guyton could play. He is in concussion protocol. But then Malik Hooker has something more serious and could be out a couple of weeks. Did Wanya Thomas do a nice job stepping into free safety?
I felt like he did. I mean, they didn't give up a bunch of deep balls.
Yeah, there was he had a tackle though that he missed on one of the touchdowns.
Yeah,
where he came up and he just really it was a real kind of a quick. It might have been one of the last runs that they had when they.
Yeah, I think it was the Wilson.
Yeah, might
have been the backup running back.
It was one of those where he had a chance to make the play in the hole, and just didn't come up with it. So. Yeah, you know, the week before he had done much better against the Bears when they put him in there, and then they took him out. He played in the red zone, really the tight red zone against the Bears, and I thought he deserves more opportunity. But it's just hard to say, man, because every time they put somebody in there, you think, okay, this will be something good. Then, and they, like I said, he didn't bring a guy down in the open field that resulted in a touchdown. So.
Those things
are kind of crazy.
And Tom Watson among U.S. golfers apologizing to the European team for the behavior of our northeastern New York golf fans who made that damn thing look like an Eagles game, for crying out loud. It's time to go into the Pimp Cup, where Lucius Alexander has your G-Bag of the Day.
Yeah, buddy. Here we go. G-Bag of the Day. We do it every weekday on a fan at 5:30. My name is L.A. Lucius Alexander. You can hit me up on social media at Lucky Lucius P. That is L-U-C-I-O-U-S. Only send me G-Bag of the Day clips, shawty. There's a whole lot of cool things on the internet. I don't have to see every one that you've seen. You know what I'm saying? I love you, though. I do. You can follow us all if you find G-Bag Nation on Twitter. All right, this is day number 3 for this champion audio. Going for 4, we go to the morning show here on The Fan, the RJ and Choppy show. Which one of these fools is Chop? It's this one right here. This is his best birthday. Listen to this, man.
Well, my favorite birthday experience ever would be my first birthday experience in college.
21?
Yeah. No, I was it would have been 18. Yeah, I was 15. Turning 18.
Okay.
That's when I had my first college dalliance with a lady.
On your birthday?
3 weeks into college. My first dalliance. We came home after a penny pitcher night. I had 7 pitchers of beer, she had 5. All right, so we were going back to the. I was walking her home.
Gosh, both of them just bloated,
absolutely obliterated, and it took us an hour and a half to walk probably 3 city blocks.
Penny pitchers.
So it was $5 to get in, and then penny pitcher, a penny a pitcher.
Nice.
Oh. We went upstairs. We fooled around, and she. She kind of, sort of, peed on me. Mm.
What the hell did you just say?
She went to bed that night.
She went to bed.
Not the way you wanted.
She went to bed. She went to bed.
Okay.
Why do you think she would be pissed off if you said it?
And then I told her, we wake up the next day, I said, you know, you went to bed. And she said, yeah, I figured I would. And I said, I'm sorry, what? And she said when she drinks, she would do that.
Huh. Wow.
She would wet the bed. So she had like rubber sheets.
Wow.
Well, she didn't go back to your place.
So she had what?
You happen to be wetting a bed here tonight.
Man.
Might as well be mine.
She did go to this place, right?
I thought it was her place.
I thought they
went back to her place. She had the rubber sheets.
Shoot, man.
She brought them.
Yeah.
She had them available.
She's got them in her go bag.
Yeah, she's got her like overnight bag with her rubber sheets ready to go.
Quite a bit different from my initial college experience.
Oh, boy.
I was at a very religious Nazarene university. And any suggestion in the freshman dorms of people being intimate with one another would spread like wildfire. Oh. It was like, oh my goodness, can you believe that this person, that guy right there, he did it.
They were soaking.
Yeah. He testified there at the last youth group meeting or whatever that he'd had sex and it was the biggest regret in his life. I mean, this is 94, right? So considerably more old school than now. But even then, it kind of took me away. Not quite the college experience I was expecting.
Haven't had no sex. All right, let's go to the Spanish call of the George Pickens TD last night.
Formación escopeta atrás. Prescott cruza el pase. George Pickens se quita la marca. Pickens llega a las diagonales. Llega a las diagonales. Esquina izquierda. ¡Qué bárbaro! Anotación de los Dallas Cowboys. George Pickens, el número 3.
Such a good goal.
That's my favorite phrase they use in the Spanish play-by-play. Qué bárbaro.
Que bárbaro. What that means?
What does that mean?
Efforting.
Que bárbaro.
What a barbarian.
Makes sense? I don't know, man.
What a barbarian.
I okay. just didn't swear.
You said the crowd at the Ryder Cup were giving Matt Leroy and everybody a hard time?
They poured beer on his wife and stuff.
Yeah, they sure did. It was pretty nasty. But he had a little mic drop at the press conference after they won and everything.
With all that in mind, everything you go through, how satisfying is it to turn around to someone and say, quote, shut the F up, and then stiff it to 2 feet?
Very f***ing satisfying.
Congratulations.
Congrats.
It wasn't stiff. It wasn't stiff. I had to put it.
I had to put it. It wasn't stiff, mate. I had to put it. Look at here. Isn't it? All right, let's see what else.
Looked like a Happy Gilmore show out there.
It was rowdy.
Was it?
Real rowdy. Yep. A lot of beer drinking going on.
USC versus Illinois. Illinois is fumbling all in the end zone. Gus Johnson!
Gus Johnson
lost his mind.
Here's Valentine. He lost it! Who wants it? Oh, my goodness! In the end zone! USC has the football! Holy Chicago!
Holy Chicago!
In an Illinois game. That's clutch.
Can you imagine if he had to call that Adonai Mitchell play where he drops the ball before going into the end zone? No. He lost his mind.
This isn't one. Giants QB Jackson Dart.
Winner.
He went live during the post game.
He did.
You know, on this little computer on this hand phone. I don't know who gave it to him. Could have been like the Giants official. Situation.
The anyway, PR people?
Yeah, he went live and Cam Scatterbo in the background. Listen to Cam in the background. Just crashing his live.
Big Blue.
What's going on, Big Blue?
Hey.
It's 4-4-6 in a trap. Big dubs.
Appreciate you guys for the support. Blue, wasn't easy, wasn't clean. Woo! Found a way to win the game and pull out a big dub. So appreciate you guys for your support. On to the next week.
He's trying to be it all button up and everything. Woo! Cam in the background. Come to our trap. Take over our trap. It's all over the place. And I'm going to leave you with this one right here. Shout out to my Reverend Dr. Pastor Frederick Douglass Haynes, the third Ice Ice Baby remix.
All right, stop. Open your Bible and listen. Pastor Frank is about to start preaching. The Holy Spirit grabs a hold of me tightly, pouring blessings over me daily and nightly. He will never stop. Oh, I know. Seek him always and you'll grow. At the foot of the cross, I take off my sandals, giving him my burdens and the rest he can handle.
Pretty dang good flow for a little churchgoer.
I would say.
Ice Baby Holy Spirit remix. One
ice,
challenger.
Ice Baby.
USC.
Too cold.
Gus Johnson.
He lost it. Holy Chicago.
Rory McIlroy dunking all over the American golf fans. I mean, as alternate and disrespectful of an experience that was, if the players are enjoying talking trash back and stepping up, hitting big shots. Maybe that's the way golf should be.
Yeah.
I mean, all the other athletes have to deal with a little noise.
It's called
Live. Live Golf. Is that what they're doing over there?
Live Golf. A lot going on over there, yeah.
Is it George Pickens' touchdown in Spanish, que bárbaro, or is it our champ, Choppy, on his best birthday ever? I'm going to go with Gus Johnson, Chief. How about you?
Samesies.
Lucius.
Chop.
Well, Chuck.
Chop.
Brian.
What's the score on that?
It's tied at 2. Chop and a Gus.
Gus.
By a score of 3-2, and your new G-Bag of the Day champion. It's Gus Johnson's call there Illinois versus USC. It's time now to stay in the Pimp Cup where Lucius has LA Live.
It's a Monday, Friday edition of LA Live. Let's get into it right after the great Rick James. Bam.
Well, all right, you squares. It's time you smoke. Fire up this funk and let's have a toke. It'll make you dance with some of everything. Everybody get high.
You ain't never heard a crackhead say, I ain't got no money today, so I ain't about to go smoke no crack. You ain't never heard that. Why? Because they do it no matter what. They get it done.
Yeah.
Go out there today with that crackhead energy. Go be a crackhead. I mean, don't go smoke crack. I'm just trying to give some morning motivation, man. Yeah. I don't know how else to say this. Hone in on that crackhead energy. Don't do crack, but be a crackhead. Yeah. But not a crackhead. Just have a f***ing good day.
Yes. Yes. Have a damn good day. This is LA Live for Monday, September 29th, 2025. It is a Monday Friday here in LA Live. Shout out to the now disbanded Dallas hip hop group PPT for naming today Monday Friday. Welcome back to the grind, Tolos. Glad to see you guys made it here safely. I had a great weekend.
Honey burgers at the fair.
None yet, none yet. Yeah, it was turkey legs. It was turkey legs.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah. How was opening day? Good?
I didn't go to opening day, but opening weekend was great.
Opening weekend.
Yes, 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 yes. Had a fantastic State Fair Classic. That game is always like a reunion to me because you always see people from your past in there. And you're like, oh, I ain't seen you in a minute, cuz. Randomly ran into my uncle out there and his girlfriend. It was pretty sweet, man.
Did you get to introduce the act? Was this the one?
The who?
The act. Didn't it?
TLC?
TLC.
TLC. Oh, man. No, I did not get to introduce TLC.
Oh.
They decided to go with their DJ, who was garbage.
Oh, no.
Oh, he was so garbage on the intro. I was like, oh, y'all sat me down for that.
Yeah, that kind of makes you feel great about it.
Y'all sat. Y'all's ill. Y'all's ill, really. Really, that's y'all's ill. But yeah, the game was like a reunion. It was good to see people out there. Shout out to Prairie View for getting their job done. 28-13, Prairie View's been on the run. I think Grambling got some, and a few in the past, but it's really been Prairie View. Grambling hasn't dominated since, you know, Coach Eddie Robinson.
Yeah.
And shout out to K104 and Bay Bay and the New Dallas Movement. They were having a whole concert. I'm talking about a whole concert in the end zone of the game during the game.
Not
us. A whole concert, bro.
That's awesome.
During the game. Down set, and they just introduced a new acts on the stage. You're like, wow, this is crazy. But they had it lit out there. Good vibes. Good vibes. Good vibes. Good vibes. All right. LA Live is sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com. Have you guys ever heard of this? What is this? What is this thing? Blue Star Talk on Facebook?
No.
Blue Star Talk on Facebook?
No, I don't think so.
They've been on my radar for about 2 weeks now. I didn't get to bring them up last week, but this week I've had enough. I'm putting my foot down. Okay. Blue Star Talk on Facebook, they keep killing Cowboys for likes. They keep killing Cowboys for attention. They killed Travis Frederick.
Like rage
They killed him. Terrence Newman, they just killed him.
Like legit.
Oh, they're ball sacking people.
They're
about
ball
deaths?
Sacking people about deaths.
Oh, that's not
Facebook
cool.
Is the king of that.
This, yeah, yeah. It
this is.
Is
crazy. Yes,
they must be getting monetized heavily because there's a lot of that engagement farming stuff happening around the Cowboys.
That's messed up.
Yeah, deaths. Like, you know, you just randomly open it up, and I seen that Travis Frederick was dead. I was like, wait, what?
Yeah.
And then it wasn't true whatsoever. They killed Doug Free, Zach Martin. Quincy Carter on Friday. They killed Quincy Carter.
Damn.
They killed Quincy Carter on Friday. And that little piece of news let me know one of my followers may have a connection to Quincy Carter that I did not realize. I've been following this girl. I'll just say her name is Lindsay on Instagram for a very, very long time. And she put this out right here.
Did I even have to get on here and address something like this? But I am so angry right now. To Blue Star Talk and all the other fake news people that reported that Quincy Carter had passed away. You did nothing but hurt and devastate our families, our child, and other people and his fans. Quincy Carter is not dead. You had no right to post lies like that. You will be held legally accountable for spreading the lies and continuing to keep those type of posts up. Quincy Carter did not pass away. Quincy Carter is not dead, and you are wrong for spreading those type of lies and hurting people that love and care about him and hurting his fans. You will be held accountable. People, Quincy is not dead.
Breaking news.
Go get them.
Thanks, Lucy.
Yeah. Watch out for that Blue Star, whatever
that's
it's called.
Messed up, dude.
Shout out to Lindsay. I didn't know she had Quincy Carter's baby. Following you forever, girl. I mean, that's what it sounds like, at least.
I'm not totally for sure.
Oh, child, yeah.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. Hey, way too many mass shootings over the weekend. Way too many mass shootings. I mean, one is enough. One is enough. But I think we had like six over the weekend across four states. A gunman in Michigan ran into a church, a Mormon church. Y'all seen that?
No.
Yeah. Oh. Yo, oh, my gosh. What is on your timeline? You seen that, bro?
Yeah, it was set ablaze.
Yeah, that was scary. That's 100% scary. Them people in there worshiping their God, and you just... That's scary, bro. North Carolina, this man pulled up on a boat, fired at an outdoor bar. People just chilling, eating their burgers, drinking the drinks, and having a good time. And he pulls up and just... We got to chill out, man. Kickapoo, Lucky Eagle Casino in Texas. There was a shooting. Everybody got to chill out. We can't keep this energy up. Mm-mm. We can't keep that up, bro. Oh, my God. And the Bud Crawford Parade. I woke up Saturday morning to clean the crib. And I said, let me stream this parade on YouTube and on the televisions in the crib. And Nebraska showed up for Bud. Shout out to Nebraska.
Hell yeah, they do.
Y'all showed up for Bud. It was thick out there. Thousands supporting Bud. Lots of lowriders, too, and G-bodies. G-bodies in the parade. So chef's kiss to those people that brought the lowriders and the G-bodies out there. Even Bud had his G-body Monte Carlo on the scene.
Got a car show out of it, too?
Oh, my God, got a car show out of it. It was amazing. The mayor of Omaha gave Bud the key to the city again.
That's got to be such a cool thing.
Yeah. Listen how Bud accepted this. He had a question.
Okay, mayor, can you come here real quick?
Oh, man.
Mayor. So, this just came to my mind. I got the key to the city, right? A lot of y'all probably don't know, but this is my second key to the city.
Let's go, bud!
So, that means today my day, right? That's your day. Okay, so, but tell me, what do this open?
Great question.
Today, whatever you want.
Hey, y'all got that on camera?
Uh-oh.
Today, September 27th, anything I want is mine. I don't want to hear nothing if I go in a restaurant and say y'all packed and y'all ain't got no room. I'm going to say, today. Thank
Make
you, everyone.
Love.
Trying to get him off the stage before he asks him for something else.
What does this actually do, man?
I respect that he was thinking about food, though.
How far can I get? Yeah, he was.
After all those weight cuts.
Yeah, so they went out there and had themselves a good time. Woke up Sunday morning. Bud was held in police custody.
Oh, no.
I was like, what? What do you mean? Apparently, he was pulled over at 1:30 for reckless driving. Cops pulled guns. They pulled guns on him even before they got to the car. And realized there was two guns in the car because there was security in the car, and the security has guns. And plus, have you seen Bud's ring he got from the Ring magazine?
No.
And those belts? He's got to protect those belts with something.
Security's not driving the vehicle, huh?
Yeah. No, Bud was driving his G-body. And apparently,
did Bud pull out the key and show him he had the key?
He should have.
Like, the day key was to get out of jail?
He should have, man. Yeah, don't cops pull guns even before they got to the car.
Jeez.
So I guess they were a little nervous about that G-body. I can understand him driving a little reckless. He was feeling good.
Oh, yeah.
He was feeling good.
My night.
It was my night.
I'm sure he was.
He said it. What can I get with this? He was feeling good. But I don't know about the guns. It's a little unnecessary. Here's a clip from that.
Seatbelt. I'm opening the door.
Right here on my right. I'm keeping my hands up.
I'm not reaching for no gun, bro. Can I move my
phone? Step out. Yeah, that's crazy.
Was all that necessary? You can hear Bud saying after he gets out the car.
Unbelievable.
And it was his birthday. He was celebrating his birthday, too. My man was on one. It's not like he was out there drinking and smoking, because you would have heard that in the situation.
Yeah. He didn't sound slurry at all.
Nah, he doesn't drink and smoke. Yeah.
Maybe he didn't want to reach into his jacket, pull out his key, you know?
Oh, yeah.
You could hear the fear. Like, I'm not reaching for a gun. I'm keeping my hands up.
You don't know.
You know? I can't imagine what that must feel like.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Yeah. Like I said, you know, there was some guns in the car. If the cops would have pulled out their guns once they realized there was guns in the car, I can understand. Walking to the car,
with guns. It's wild.
I mean, but I get, okay, so I will drive around with friends that have an AR-15 in the back, and cops will walk up and be like, hey, cool AR. You know, run all your stuff. It doesn't matter that there's a gun in the car. There's a gun in a lot of cars. It's not an excuse to pull guns on the people in the car.
Yeah.
If you get so scared of having to pull people over with guns in the car in America, where there's guns in all the cars, just maybe you shouldn't be a police officer.
Yeah.
It's a dangerous job. Why'd you sign up for it?
Yeah. You're right, sir. Let me do this real quick before we get out of here.
Oh!
Here we go. The best sound of my youth. We finally got cable.
Yeah. That popcorn is popping. Oh, hopefully it's on the stove.
Are you talking like Jiffy Pop?
Yeah.
You gotta watch that Jiffy Pop. It'll catch on fire in a heartbeat.
Oh, 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 oh. Did anyone go to the movies this weekend?
No, sir.
Oh, it stinks, man.
Oh, I cannot wait to tell you about this. Tolos, too, if you know, there's a new Paul Thomas Anderson movie out. One battle after another.
Yes, Leo.
Starring Leo DiCaprio.
Is it as awesome as everyone says it is?
Come on, man. Instant classic right here. I'm not even putting no smoke up here. This is instant classic. Sean Penn's in it. Regina Hall, chef's kiss. Mwah. Yeah, everyone who's seen this movie called it a perfect 10. I've even seen conversations where it's like, I don't think it's a 10. I think it might be an 8 or a 9. And the person that thinks it's a 10 saying, well, explain why you think that.
Yeah.
That's how good that joint is, man.
Dang.
Instant classic.
Give us a sketch of the thumb of the plot.
See, without killing too much of it. My man was part of a rebel group.
Okay.
And he's trying to get his past from not catching up with them and harming his daughter.
Oh,
I love it. Yeah, I'm in.
It's so darn good. I mean, I could probably give you a better one if somebody's seen it, because I don't want to ruin too much. And it just happened. It just darn happened. But it's a good movie out there. Go check that one out. Paul Thomas Anderson directed One Battle After Another, starring Leo. You think Leo's our greatest actor of this generation?
Yeah, I can't think of really a bad movie he's done.
Neither can I.
Definitely has good selection. He's got a good eye for scripts.
Yeah, like a rapper that picks great beats. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, well, my name is Lucius Alexander. I'll be black tomorrow, Lord willing, the creek don't rise. That was a Monday, Friday out there. Y'all be careful. Be safe. My name is Lucius. I'm peacing out. Holla. Gotta go.
Gotta go. LA Live with Lucius Alexander every night about 5:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. I just Googled it. AI said maybe Joaquin Phoenix. I guess the Joker. His facial expressions.
I'm not mad at that.
I'm not putting him over Leo.
Yeah, I'm not mad at that. Definitely not over Leo. Look, it was great. Yep. Don't tell him. Yep. What a list of actors. Yes, it was amazing, fam.
I mean, some of these guys, like I think Brad Pitt, George Clooney, are just being Vince Vaughn, are just kind of being their edgy self. You know, like I can read these lines and be cool. You know, Brad Pitt's always eating some food and...
Yeah.
You know, ladies are all about it.
Character for sure.
All righty. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan, a proper Cowboys Monday. What do you think that was the best play from last night's game? The George Pickens catch? The Tolbert catch?
Tolbert's maybe.
Tolbert's.
Yeah.
The Leafau special teams play?
Turpin was in there on his catch. That was a big catch.
Yeah.
I mean, the play by Pickens as well, to get that head of steam, I guess... You know, and then to almost launch himself and carry that dude. I think you got a really good appreciation for the speed and power and momentum that guy plays with. Brian?
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I know it resulted in a 12 men on the field, but the Diggs interception was sure encouraging.
James Houston.
Yeah. I mean, the strip sack fumble. Ooh,
that was big.
Yeah.
All righty. We got Two Guys, One Booth coming up here, an audio celebration of the game day that was, and we'll get to that in the rest of hour number five coming up next here. It's the G-Bag Nation of the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.